Welcome to Sparks, stories behind patented innovations. Today, we're digging into a patent that might sound a bit dry on the surface.
Right.
But it fundamentally changed how we use portable gadgets packed with media content. Imagine finding one song quickly among thousands without wanting to throw the device across the room.
Yeah, absolutely. And the big name attached, Steve Jobs.
Exactly. We're talking about one of the technologies that powered the iPod. Sure, the iPod was not the first portable digital music player, but its simple interface was a slick and differentiating feature.
That's the one. It's US patent number 7345671B2. That B2 just means it's the granted patent.
Okay.
And the official title is Method and apparatus for use of rotational user inputs.
Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Not quite. It was filed by Apple Incorporated, naturally. And interestingly, Steve Jobs is listed right there as an inventor. In fact, this is his most cited patent.
Alongside other co-inventors, right?
Yes, alongside Jeffrey L. Robin and Philip W. Schiller. Pretty key figures at Apple.
So our mission today is really to unpack this. How did this, this rotational input work so well?
That's the core question. Because before this, navigating long lists on small screens, it was painful. Lots of button clicks.
Oh, yeah. Up buttons, down buttons, forward buttons, reverse buttons. Buttons galore.
Exactly. This patent described, a whole new way of thinking about navigation.
So what was the core patented innovation?
Well, the patent essentially describes taking a circular motion, like spinning your finger, and translating that directly into up and down movement on the screen.
Okay. So rotational action becomes linear movement in the graphical user interface.
Precisely. You move your finger round and round, and a highlight bar or cursor just glides smoothly up or down a list on the screen.
And the main use case was music lists.
That was the killer feature on Apple's media player, definitely. It made scrolling through, say, a massive song menu on a portable media player incredibly easy. Effortless, really.
That timing seems about right, too. Filed on September 26, 2002.
So here's the fun part. Before this patent was even filed, Apple had already lined up three provisional patents. That gave this one the official starting line of October 22, 2001. But the patent office didn't exactly move fast. It took years of back and forth before the patent finally came through on March 18, 2008.
Why did it take so long?
The patent office really put this one through the wringer. They dug through tons of earlier inventions before finally deciding it deserved a patent. Seriously, the patent has five whole pages of prior art listed.
Interesting. So the patent itself described what kind of physical device? Was it just the click wheel?
It was more complicated, actually. The rotational input device could be a physical dial, like the wheel we remember, yes. But it also covered things like a touchpad, one specifically designed to sense that circular rotational movement.
So the invention disclosure was broad.
Very. The key was the interaction model. It felt so much more natural than tapping buttons repeatedly.
Let's talk more about that interaction. Read something about continuous motion.
Right. A user could make this continuous rotational motion, like a swirling action, with just one finger. You could do multiple full circles without lifting off.
That's a big deal. No constant lifting and repositioning.
Exactly. Felt fluid, almost analog. And the system responded instantly. You got immediate visual feedback on the screen.
So you spin, the highlight moves, simple as that.
Simple as that. A select bar or the highlighted item just slides linearly through the list, perfectly matching your rotation.
Neat. But there was more to it, wasn't there? I remember a sound.
Oh, absolutely. The clicks. That's often overlooked, but it was crucial.
Yeah. They gave you a sense of, speed and position.
Precisely. the patent explicitly mentions auditory feedback. The system could make a clicking sound.
And the faster you spun, the faster the clicks.
That's it. The frequency of clicks matched your rotation speed. Faster rotation, more clicks per second. Slower rotation, fewer clicks. It gave this really satisfying, almost tactile sense of control. You could feel how fast you were moving through the list.
So zooming out, the big advantage was speed and ease, especially for those little pocket-sized devices that were just taking off.
Absolutely. The patent itself highlights that it lets users easily and rapidly traverse a lengthy list of items. This was a game changer for compact devices where screen real estate and button space were limited.
It solved a real bottleneck in usability.
A huge one, and you know, it really embodies the kind of invention the Inventors Foundation looks for. They celebrate groundbreaking, patented achievements, right? Things showing exceptional creativity, societal impact, or advancement of technology. This patent ticks all those boxes.
It really does. It seems so simple in retrospect, maybe, but that conversion of rotation to linear scrolling, co-invented by Steve Jobs, it became utterly fundamental.
It shaped how millions interacted with personal tech for years. In fact, this technology was present in Apple iPods from the very first day they launched. The iPod was a major success for Apple, mostly because of its interface and simple access to millions of digital songs from Apple's iTunes store.
How successful are we talking about?
When the iPod hit the scene in 2001, it wasn't just a hit. It was a full-on cultural phenomenon. By 2008, it owned about 75% of the U.S. digital music player market. But then the iPhone came along, and suddenly the iPod started fading into the background until Apple officially retired it in 2022. Still, more than 450 million iPods were sold during its legendary run. Not bad for a little pocket-sized jukebox.
Wow. That's nearly 500 million iPods out in the world. A true revolution described in a U.S. patent.
Yeah, and that's the key takeaway here. The Spark series demonstrates how these seemingly small but focused targeted innovations, once patented, can suddenly explode in impact. They can become the bedrock for whole new ways of interacting with technology.
Yes, indeed. You've just seen what a brilliant idea can do. Ready for more? Explore the minds behind the magic at Inventors Foundation. Thanks for joining us today. If you like this episode, be sure to hit subscribe and stay with us here on Sparks, where we share the stories, impact, and legacy behind the patented inventions that changed our lives. Stay curious, stay inspired, and stay tuned for other amazing innovations.